I turn back to the mirror. A skinny 9-year-old looks back at me. I have Mama's brown skin and my dad's mixed-up eyes. One is green and one is brown. And my hair is dark and wavy, just long enough to stick in a ponytail. I look good, except for one major problem. I'm wearing a big old pink puff pastry, the tutu to end all tutus. Layers and layers of netting droop down to my knees. Little rhinestones sewn into the netting glint like diamonds and pink marshmallow cream. A row of pink roses marches around my waist, and silver ribbons flutter when I move. Ugh! I'll bet Phoebe Fitz never had to wear a tutu. Mama, you know we aren't supposed to wear this junk to class, I yell down the hall. No response. I march into her workroom, the tutu flopping up and down like it's trying to take off. There are moving boxes everywhere, but instead of unpacking, Mama's gluing huge feathers onto what was once probably a nice hat. She mostly makes costumes, but she's been on a hat kick lately. I know Mama is very talented. Lots of people have said so, but to me, that hat looks like an ostrich's backside.
It doesn't say you can't wear the tutu over the leotard, Mama continues. And you are wearing those gorgeous tights I set out for you, yes?
She tries to peek at my behind, but I hold the tutu down. The tights I'm wearing are one of Mama's favorite creations. The legs look like normal tights, but the rear end is covered with shiny pink lightning bolts. Mama, please! Ugh! Thinking about the new ballet class makes my stomach hurt. I won't know anyone, I won't know where the bathroom is, and on top of that, I get to walk in looking like an electrified bride on a wedding cake. Mama drops the feathers and puts her hands on her hips. Alexandria, that is enough.
When I was growing up, I dreamed of taking ballet from Mr. Bay at the Nutcracker School, but my mother couldn't afford it. Now that my own little girl is going, she is going in style. Understand?
Ugh, it's hopeless. Yes, ma'am.
You only have one chance to make a good first impression, you know, she says. When they see you in that creation of mine, ha! I guarantee you'll stick in their minds that way forever.
That's what I'm afraid of.